Tyler's Row by Miss Reed, read by Gwen Watford. Part 1. Outlook Unsettled. Chapter 1. Up for Sale. Nobody knows who Tyler was. In fact, the general feeling in Fairacre is that there never was a Tyler, male or female. I can assure you, Miss Reed, the vicar, Gerald Partridge, told me one day when I inquired about the subject, that there is not one Tyler in the parish register. It's my belief that someone called Taylor built the four cottages. Taylor, as you know from your own school register, is a very common name in these parts. He rubbed his chin reflectively, a little concerned, I could see, about further explanation. The vicar, a living saint, dislikes hurting people's feelings, but is transparently truthful. Taylor can be so easily debased to Tyler, if the diction is at all impure. It must have occurred many years ago, before schooling was so, widespread? Exactly. I doubt if it could happen now. I was not in agreement with the vicar on this last point, but forbore to say so. I am constantly correcting pile for pail, tile for tail, arguing about pines of glass, raindrops, and people arriving light for school. The vicar, though, would be most distressed at the thought of casting aspersions at my teaching or the purity of the vowels of my pupils. "I'm sure you're right about it once being Taylor's Row," I agreed, "but it's too late to change it now." We parted amicably. Although mystery surrounds Tyler of Tyler's Row,